Welcome to Queen Rise Radio. I'm Jackie Hyman, and I teach you and your kids how to speak up for yourselves with confidence and live a safer and freer life through an empowering and simple method of self-defense. I'm so glad you're here. Now let's jump in. Hey, lovely. Welcome back to Queen Rise Radio. It's been a beat. I missed this. I missed getting on here and speaking about all the things I love: self-defense, boundaries, empowerment. And I had a pretty quick thought that I wanted to drop in here today. I don't even know if this is going to be like a 3-minute episode or a 20-minute episode. We will see. But the thought is about self-defense and how much, surprise, surprise, but more like how much it frees us, how much it enables us to be free. And I think, you know, people sign up to self-defense thinking, oh, I'm going to be a badass, or oh, I'm going to be safer, or oh, I'm going to ease my anxiety. And like, that's all true. Like, you will. But the reason why I decided to pour my life into this is because of how freeing it is and how much I have seen that it frees women especially. And I think that when we think about the types of lives that we want, not the types of lives we have, not the types of lives that are expected of us by our peer group, our parents, circles of people around us, but the types of lives that we want, a lot of us want adventure. A lot of us want to travel. A lot of us want new and exciting experiences. And a lot of us just want to be able to go new places, meet new people, make new connections, see new things. Let me know if this resonates with you. If this sounds like, yeah, that sounds awesome. Like, I want more of that in my life. Yes, because most people do. You know, some people really are homebodies and want nothing other than to just like veg out in front of the TV. But I feel like even that would, like, if that's you right now, I am so with you. We are all like tired and not wanting to do much at points, but even that will get old at a certain point, even for the most homebodied person. We really are here to experience this amazing, gorgeous, like just incredible world that has been gifted to us with all of its places, with all of its cultures, with all of its people. You know, we want romance and we want connection. Anyway, I feel like, you know, a lot of us don't go do those things because it's maybe safer. And especially those of us who have teenage kids or kids that are growing up really fast, you know, we don't want them to go out on their own. We want them to stay home and be under our watch and be under our wing. And the truth is that if we want to live a life that really is the life that we were meant to, I believe we were meant to experience here, which is a life of just different experiences. Maybe not all of them are amazing, but lots of different experiences and different things on our journey and on our path and whatever it may be. So we could, you know, lead our lives through fear and just stay where it's comfortable. We could stay at home more. And, you know, now that the restrictions have been lifted mostly for COVID, this is especially relevant. And we might be safer that way. You know, we're talking about safety. I mean, the safest thing is to stay home. But even that, you should know, there are a lot of attacks that happen with intruders in people's homes. So even that. But what I'm trying to say is, like, you could shelter yourself. You could shelter your children. you could stay within your community and in your safe zone and in your comfort zone, and you might be safer, but you will not be in the game. You will not be a fully active participant in the game. You will not be playing on the field. You may not fully experience everything that life has to offer you while you're here in this time that we are here, which is not a lot of time. And so leaving that comfort zone, doing new things, going out on adventures is risky. It's always risky. But when you have self-defense as a tool, then you automatically feel freer to go new places, to see new things, to travel by yourself with new people, meet new people, make new connections, start romantic relationships, whatever it is that you are looking for, that you desire. You will always be able to go out with trusted tools that you can use at any time for your safety. And obviously, nothing's guaranteed. I'm not guaranteeing that if you learn self-defense, you'll be safe no matter what, right? But what I'm trying to say is that feeling of, yeah, I have tools that I can use anytime, that I trust, that I'm confident in. I know I could kick ass. It helps ease the fear of being in the game of life. And when you take yourself out of the game of life and you stay in your comfort zone, you stay wherever feels safest to you, you're also giving something up. There's also a price. There's also a risk to that. So that is my lovely little message for you today. I can't wait to hear from you what you get out of it or how it relates to your life. But go get them. Go get them. Go grab life by the ovaries and live the life that you want, you know? It's all risky anyway, is what I'm trying to say. So we might as well live the risky life that we want. And self-defense helps us to do that with less fear. It just does. Okay, lovely people. I will, please God, chat with you next week. Have a good one.